The music of the Catholic Mass dates back more than 1,300 years, and it's still inspiring composers today. Sarah Kirkland Snyder's new album takes cues from music written centuries ago and reboots them with a contemporary twist. It's called Mass for the Endangered, and NPR's Tom Huizinga has this review.
Sarah Kirkland Snyder, who did not grow up Catholic, fell in love with sacred choral music as a kid in New Jersey, singing in the Princeton High School choir. Now, the composer, not yet 40, has delivered her first large choral work, and it shines with multi-layered singing of uncommon beauty. We believe in all who are silent, sing the members of the British choir, Gala Cantus, but they're not singing about the human condition, as in a traditional mass, which often is used to honor the dead. Mass for the Endangered is a prayer for the animals of our planet. The focus here is not on God, but on nature itself. In a crafty way, Snyder mixes the standard liturgy with new texts by poet Nathaniel Bellows. In the Credo section, high voices sing, "Take no tooth or tusk, no shark robbed of its skin," while lower voices sing in Latin. Musically, Snyder is not breaking any new ground here exactly. You can sniff out traces of Gregorian chant, the high Renaissance style of, say, Giovanni Palestrina, and in her Sanctus section, the air is thick with contemporary mystics like Arvo Pärt. While cloaked in tradition, Mass for the Endangered is not a pastiche of styles. Snyder asserts her own musical personality as a composer who knows instinctively how to write for the human voice, as she demonstrated in two previous sophisticated song cycles. Both the choir and the 12-member orchestra, conducted by Gabriel Crouch, respond to Snyder's music with detailed performances. Listen to the delicate strings and high voices as they create a halo effect on a long-held note to close out the Kyrie. When she's not composing, Sarah Kirkland Snyder runs New Amsterdam Records out of Brooklyn, which she co-founded in 2008. She's a part of the so-called indie classical scene, resourceful musicians with a do-it-yourself aesthetic. And by exploring age-old musical formulas, Snyder's eco-inspired Mass for the Endangered is a blast from the past that resonates in the present.
The album is Mass for the Endangered by Sarah Kirkland Snyder, and our reviewer is NPR's Tom Huizinga.